The scale is enormous, and nonetheless, it is preventable. Many of the causes of famine can be addressed. Some of the issues can be addressed. There are other issues that cannot be addressed. But if we address the ones we can, we will have done something. We will have achieved something. Throker's mandate is twofold. One, long-term development, to develop projects that can change things abroad. And number two, to alert people at home to the causes of famine. And we see that as we see this as a prime case when that can be done.
Now, you mentioned abroad there and Trocra, and of course Trocra is highly funded by the people in Ireland, and particularly in Easter and in Lent. Do you think still people are going to find themselves in a situation to be able to contribute, when in fact we are almost reaching that situation here in Ireland?
The disparity between the situation in Ireland and the situation in the developing world is colossal. It is almost embarrassing to refer to both in the same breath. We still have a highly functioning educational service, a health service. We complain about it, but it is functioning at a very high level of sophistication. We have a social welfare service. In the developing world, places that I have seen and visited and been, none of these exist. It is frightening, and it is, in a sense, sad to find a comparison being made between their situation and ours.
Mm-hmm. Now, I recognise that their situation is actually much worse, but in a so-called developed country like our own, where we have been used to a certain amount of services, not necessarily the Celtic tiger-type services, but basic services within social welfare and within healthcare. Now, these are actually not there anymore to the same degree. So should some of the money, for example, that Troika gets, be put into agencies here that could help people in those situations?
I'm aware of the decline in the situation back home here in Ireland, and I'm conscious, for a variety of reasons, of the fact that many people will be suffering on the head and on the cause of that. But I would still have to claim that the situation in the developing world is so much worse. And while I would like people to support situations like the St. Vincent de Paul or the Capuchin Centre in Church Street, where 700 people are queuing daily for food, and I'm aware of that. Nonetheless, I would hope it would not be at the expense of people in the developing world.
Mm-hmm. Now, as church, how do you think that you can respond to the causes and to the outcome, probably, of what's happening today in the recession?
We're experiencing in Trocra, and I'm sure in the other development agencies, a decline in income. And even more frightening, there's a decline in the support from government. In the case of overseas development aid, generally for all the agencies, there is a drop of 255 million this year. And there are reasons for that. We're disappointed that the cut is as large as it is, but we understand that there will have to be some cuts. And but we're hoping that voluntary contributions will not fall by the same amount, and that church people will continue to support Throker, and that the public generally will continue to support the development agencies.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned there the Vincent de Paul, and of course they are the people, I suppose, that carry the greatest burden of helping others around the country today. I mean, do you think there could be a link between Throker and Vincent de Paul?
There are already links. There's a good deal of support. St. Vincent de Paul have supported projects of Trocra in certain developing countries in which they have a presence. And there is already an agreement between the two agencies to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently there was a paper published that there was a concern that some of the money that was being used in third world projects wasn't being used effectively. And they quoted, for example, that in some situations water is still polluted and children are still suffering as a result of dirty water. Are you always happy that the money that's donated is used for viable projects?
I heard that report yesterday and or the day before yesterday, and it certainly has possibly some viability. Insofar as Throker is concerned, We work on an agency-to-agency basis. And we do not have personnel overseas ourselves, and we do not normally work through government agencies. We have developed relationships with partners in the developing world, small NGOs in different countries. But we supervise that, particularly on a financial basis, and we are generally happy.